Let me go now to my 7 strategies in elder speak. Those are also on page 2001, and I will give you a little bit extra to think about as I tell you to, number one, slow down. Think quickly, but speak slowly. Response time for elderly, both physically and mentally, is slower, but not necessarily of lesser quality. That is also important to remember when deciding how to approach your clients. They have been around the block more often than their younger counterparts, so don't assume they can't keep up with you when you're explaining your policies or procedures. Gerokinesiology is all about elder movement, and you can find information of that if you Google search it. But here's my tip. In your initial consultation, it should include a physical strength and weakness assessment to find out just how much they can participate in what you're doing. Say what you mean. They might not have understood exactly what you meant. Since elderly come from a different generation than most of us do, their intracultural acclimation is a little different than ours in the sense of what some terms mean. Ask your clients if you are making sense to them, and if need be, rephrase until they clearly understand you. Mental recall is like looking through Rolodex cards. The elderly need time to flip through them. So give them multiple choices of A, B, or C. Seniors are much more quickly to respond when you give them a choice because they know the answer. It's just recall takes a longer time to pull it up cold turkey. So my tip is, during your initial consultation, tailor your questions to multiple choice if possible. Number three, ask your client to repeat it. Are you having good communication, or just their translation of your message is all that's getting through to them? It's always a great idea in any communication exercise, but especially helpful with the elderly. You will get a firsthand lesson in what that individual has translated your message into. Also, being from a very respect-oriented generation, they might not have assertively communicated their preferences to you. Their respect for your professional status might put them off from pressing you harder. So my tip is, determine your elder's capacity for involvement. Are they an armchair coach versus what kind of mobility? And my tip on that one is, encourage use of desk chair on wheels to get around a room. It's very handy for them, and it gives them a sense of accomplishment. I want to say, I've already covered this, of all broken hips, close to 75% die within the first year of recovery. So falls are very important while you're working to try to not happen on your shift. Okay? Number four, agree on specific tasks and prices. Along with this goes good upfront boundary setting of customary and usual breaks and meal times. Many of us have watched spoofs on television of how elderly can guilt younger people into working longer and for less than was the original agreement. It's only funny on the movie screen, not when you're knee deep in someone else's project. I'm going to speak about conservatorships very briefly. Conservatorships, or powers of attorney, who of you have run into this? Are we talking power of attorney? Is that the one you've run into? Power of attorney? Okay. Conservatorship, anyone run into a conservatorship? All right, this is conservatorship 101 for you. It is by your state. I'm a Californian. In California, power of attorney only goes so far, and it is usually only power of attorney of their checkbook or their health care advanced directive. You would be the one who'd say, yes, mom wants you to pull the plug. That's very basic. In California, you can't do much else without a conservatorship. And I had a very cogent experience with talking to a NAPO member last night at my dinner table, and she said, well, one of my clients last week had me come in while mom was out and take away all the important papers in this room so that she could go through them. I said, did you check to see if she had a power of attorney? Well, no. Do you think mom has dementia? Oh, I think mom has some dementia. I said, what if older sister has a conservatorship over her or power of attorney and little sister wants to take her to change the trust? What if you've just, And I laid out a scenario that was made her turn white. And this is, yeah. And here's the thing. Buy a consultation from your local conservatorship attorney. Conservatorship comes under the broader term of probate in your county or state. For $100 to $200, you will get the skinny on how to protect yourself. If you work with the elderly, you have got to understand, you have got to understand what your legal limits are and your liabilities. Please do this. Family issues. Okay, I skipped to number 5, but basically it's this. When you have a family issue, you don't know who you're dealing with yet. Is your client a conservatee? Then it is imperative to work with a conservator. So please get that up front. If you are hired by a younger person, make them tell you the truth, or you won't work with them. It's not worth your license, and it's not worth your insurance, and it is not worth your reputation. Number 5, put it in writing. Written agreements with handshakes are standard with the greatest generation, but we will run into a few other things. Some baby boomers will prefer online documents, schedules, and information, but not usually the 70 pluses of today. For bartered items, please put these in writing and set a value. This will serve you well if there is a family or an inheritance issue in court. Other family issues, if you're given a gift of a household item, check to make sure this item is not an inheritance. 6, ask often for any updates to avoid miscommunication or misunderstanding. In old age, time usually slows along with the physiological changes occurring biologically. They are not hurrying off to work or thinking of a million things. Honing in on your activities could be the sole engagement of their thoughts. Use a reminder system to your advantage while completing projects for the elderly. Check with them frequently that what you are accomplishing is still high on their priority list. And lastly, before I get to number 7, I want to talk about transference. All right. Recognize these symptoms. When a client transfers feelings about someone else onto you or your work, that's transference. Sometimes it's extremely complimentary. But transference masks their ability to see you as you are. And beware of unwanted formation of needs. Remember, respect, losses, and wisdom. These are important to the elderly. Aging brings along with it a desire to complete one's life work. Youth has fallen away, careers have receded, and children have universes of their own. Life becomes quieter. Offer work that takes into account these parameters, realize that respect is the greater part of their dignity, and give consideration to the chronic losses of old age. That is how we honor our elders. If you see these warning signs which are in your book, please immediately get help. These are the Alzheimer's Association guidelines. You can contact his or her family members if your client permits you that information, or the administrator if the client lives in a facility. Adult Protective Services in that area will also respond, and in any medical emergency, dial 911. Thank you, and welcome to the world of Jero Organizing. Okay, let us thank our speaker, and if you have any questions, she will be available up in front to answer anything that you'd like related to this topic. And the next thing on the agenda is the networking expo over across the street at the castle. One last thing, ladies, if you'd like to be part of our registry, Elder Movers, Inc., Peg is holding the blue box, and you can just drop your card in. She will be contacting you over the next month and talking to you about that. Thank you so much. Sure.